Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a story called It Came in the Mail. And this story was written by Ben Clanton. And I think he did the art for it as well. It looks like yes. And it's so funny because today we want to give our patron shout out.
And it's a vlog.
We're going to give our patron shout out to someone named Ben and his mom, Allison. Hey, Ben. Hi, Allison. Thank you guys for being our patrons.
It's like Allison from the show.
Yeah.
Miles.
Yeah, there's a character in Miles from Tomorrowland who has Allison in her name, but she has another letter too, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't think that this Allison's the same. I think she must be very nice. She is very nice. I've chatted with her. Mm-hmm.
She has a pet eagle.
Yeah. Well, we want to say thanks, guys, for being our patrons. And we hope you enjoy this very fun story. It came in the mail. Here we go. Oh, it's read today by Mommy and... Let me see if I got that right. Ready? Read today by Mommy and... Did I get it? All right. Don't try to spell that one. Here we go.
Well, I know how to spell it.
Oh. But there you go, friends. I would have thought there would be a B in there or a P or something, but
actually,
is what I would think is a G.
I think it's I. It is.
We are way off subject.
P P P P P P P P P P P P.
Oh my! All right.
B.
No.
No.
Fair enough. Okay, ahem, on to our story. It came in the mail. Liam loved to get mail. And there he is, shouting, hooray! Too bad he never got any boogers.
Boogers.
He says. He checked daily. No, they crossed that out. He checked hourly. No, that's also been crossed out. Every few seconds. But found diddly squat. Do you know what diddly squat means?
No.
It's a funny way of saying nothing. There's all kinds of different ways to say nothing. Nothing. Zip. Zilch. Diddly squat. Nada. All right.
Nada.
Nada. But then, on a day much like any other, an idea struck Liam. Ouch! He says, because he got hit in the head with it.
Bonk.
Philip reads it well. Bonk, says the idea as it hits him in the head. And he was actually playing a game with his friend. And so in the picture, we can see he and his friend are playing a game when he gets hit in the head with this idea. Well, let's see. If he sent some mail, then maybe he'd get some in return. So he jumps up and says, gotta go write a letter, see ya, Jamel. Okay, says Jamel, wondering what the heck just happened. Not sure who to send something to, Liam sent a letter to his mailbox. "Dear mailbox, I would like to get something in the mail. Something big, please. Love, Liam." As soon as Liam put the letter in, the mailbox began to shake. It made all sorts of strange sounds.
I always hear strange sounds.
Would you like me to read them to you? Okay, well, the first one is crink. Then comes, do you want to take a guess what that might be?
Toot.
That's toot. This one is whirr. This one is oink. This one is squibble. This one is wibble. And the last sound it makes. Ooh. This, mm-hmm. Whoop. Mm-hmm. And that's spelled W-H-O-O-P.
But when the machine makes the noise, it's whoop.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that when the actual mailbox was making those noises, they sounded a lot more like mailboxy noises. Okay. When Liam looked inside, he was met by a blast of fire. A dragon had come in the mail. And it says, "For Liam," on its collar. And it was for Liam. Look at how happy Liam is. Look at how happy the dragon is. Liam loved the dragon, but he couldn't wait to see what he might get next. And what is he doing? Writing another letter. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And why did he not get any mail?
Well, he didn't specify. He just said he wanted something big from the mailbox, but he didn't say he wanted a piece of mail. Let's see what he says. "Dear mailbox, thank you for the fire-breathing dragon. It is just what I always wanted. Can you send me more stuff, please? Love, Liam. P.S. You are the best mailbox ever." Soon, the mailbox was spitting out all sorts of things. Pickles, pigs, a whale with wings, a trombone, a triceratops bone, even a funny bone.
What does the funny bone
say? It says, "Knock, knock." Like a joke. Like a knock, knock joke. Do you know any knock, knock jokes?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow? Ooh. I just walked right into that one. I get it. You were an interrupting cow. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Liam liked it all. He liked it all so much that he wanted even more.
"Dear mailbox, you sent the best mail. I would love it if you sent me 100...
And no, he crossed that out.
"A gazillion more things. Love, Liam."
Do you want to know what my favorite thing is that he got from the mailbox?
What?
This pineapple. Because it's a singing pineapple. And it says, "La, la, la."
Can you sing?
Yeah. "La, la, la." But you know, I'm noticing something. I'm noticing something. He's getting all these things, but what do you see over here with the dragon?
He's looking at the bone.
And how is he looking?
Sad.
Yeah, the dragon doesn't look very happy. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's keep reading. Oodles and oodles of mail flooded out of the mailbox.
"Uh-oh. Wait,"
he says, because look, it's like an entire ocean of stuff is coming out of that mailbox.
"Too much mail.
Je m'appelle Pascal Gaud.
Got any good jokes? I'm bone dry. Doot, doot, yar, yar. Air whale. Oh, like, friends, in this picture, there is a lot of stuff. There is a French snail that's very big, and his name is Wes Cargo. Well, he says, je m'appelle Wes Cargo, and je m'appelle is French for my name is, or I am, yeah. See, now look at this over here. There's a fish asking the joking bone, the funny bone, if it has any more jokes. And there's all kinds of stuff happening here. Pirate pigs and trombone playing pigs and music. Yeah.
What does the fishy say? What do the bone and fishy say?
Yeah, the fish says, got any good jokes? And the bone says, I'm bone dry. Because the bone is not in the water. He is, in fact, dry. And another way of saying I don't have any is that you are bone dry.
What?
Yeah, it's true. Like if someone says, you got any cash? You can say, I'm bone dry. Which means I'm out. I don't have anything. Okay.
And he has
so,
a joke.
What was Liam to do with it all?
Mom. Have any different stories?
I'm bone dry. Now, look at this. In the picture.
Now you ask me, do I have any headphones?
Ooh, do you have any headphones?
I'm bone dry.
Oh, too bad. Well, right now we don't need any, but we do need to talk about this picture. All this stuff has come pouring out of his mailbox. And Liam has a real problem now because he has all this stuff. Possibly too much stuff.
Yep.
So what was Liam to do with it all? His friend has come over and said, whoa, awesome. And then another idea struck Liam. He probably wasn't the only kid who had ever wanted to get mail. Where are you going now? Gotta write a letter. Again. There his friend has wandered in and off goes Liam yet again. Dear mailbox, thank you for all the mail, but I think it's maybe too much just for me. Can you help me send some of it to other kids? Love, Liam. And with some help from the mailbox. He says as he's pushing an elephant back into the mailbox. His other friend walks up and says, I bet Amelia would love this thing. And he's got another sort of toy on his head. He is sending all of these toys to his friends.
What is that? Ducky for?
There's a rubber ducky here that says, for Sutter. And then look. Rumble, rumble, say all the different mailboxes across the world. Liam was soon mailing things to kids all over the place.
What's that guy's name?
Well, one of the things that he's done is he has sent some pickles to an alien in outer space. Why not? If that alien likes them. Liam found he rather liked sending stuff. He liked it so much that long before almost everything was gone, and that was okay with Liam, he could always ask the mailbox for more. But maybe some other time. And there he is riding off with his, on his dragon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With his friend Jamel on a Pegasus. Yep. And they are soaring through the sky, and Philip is correct. Liam is yelling, faster! And Jamel is saying, woohoo! Because he's riding a Pegasus, and that is always exciting. A Pegasus is a horse with wings. And it looks like they're having a wonderful time. And you know, I gotta say, I love what has just happened here because it's true. Pegasuses are real in stories, but they are not real in real life. No, I'm afraid they are not. And I'm so sad about that because they would be great in real life. But do you see what's happened here? He had received all these wonderful gifts, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a lot of gifts and toys. But it's you're gonna go to Sutter? But it's even better when you can share them with other people, right? Yeah. And that is...
Who's Sutter?
The little boy who got the rubber ducky. We don't get to see him in the book. It doesn't show us a picture of him. But that is the end.